You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Come and see how toiv, see how good and how pleasant it is when we see people coming together. One does not have to be a great baldigduk to recognize there is a double lotion, ma toiv ma noiv. How good and how pleasant it is, shevesachim gam yocha. However, I believe that this dinner answers the question. There are many, many opportunities in Jewish life, occasions when you can come together. You have chasenes, you have bar mitzvahs, you have brisen, you have piyin aben, see mesechtev. These occasions when people get together are not only good, toiv, but they are also very, very pleasant. Very pleasant, it is very noiv, very enjoyable. On the other hand, many, many times people come together, but it's in order to be able to solve difficult problems in Klal Yisrael. We have problems because there are serious issues. It might be financial situations, children at risk, could be tishun ishunif, could be parnosa problems, and so on and so forth. These occasions are toiv, they are very good, they are very important, but they are not so annoying, they are not so pleasant. Kim Dovid HaMelech, and he says that he should be mispalel, that hinei ma toiv ma annoying, shev esachim gam yocha, that when you can come together, it should not only be for a good purpose, but it should also be very, very pleasant. And I believe that in fact this dinner that we have tonight is really something, when we see the parent body coming together, which is the gathering of Shev Esachim Gam Yocha, not only these toiv is a gewaldig and very important purpose, but also it is noim, it is very pleasant to see the whole island that are here together. Then it's I am Ishtikul Magei Bedover, because yes, I have a 90 who is here in the school. And let me say the following, just looking today how Moises Achinuch are being built. And we had this chutz many, many years ago to have one of the Gedoyle Yisrael, Agoyin Simchi Basserman, Zerchoyin Levrocha, the son of the illustrious Goyin HaTzadik, Reb Elchanan, spent many a Shabbos at our Shabbos table. Had the opportunity to hear many, many personal things regarding Reb Elchanan. One of the things that was quite interesting that Reb Simcha mentioned, you see, my father, Reb Elchanan, whose Torah is being learned in all the Olam HaYeshivas everywhere, Yidua, my father, was a Talmud both of Reb Shimishkov, it was also Talmud of Chaim Brisker. One can see it easily. One goes through the Kovitz Shurim, one goes through the Kovitz Yoris, and all this form of Chonon. He quotes Reb Chaim, he quotes Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon told me that he heard from Gehet from Potter. This is the way he said it. I heard from my father the 2 years that he learned by Reb Shimon was a hachona to go to Reb Chaim. It's a very interesting hagdara how Reb Simcha heard from his father in terms of the mahal of the madrega of going how Reb Chonon. In his mind, the different oifim of steiging and learning, Reb Shimon's Torah, learning by Reb Shimon, considered to be a hakona by learning by Reb Chaim. Reb Simcha mentioned that he was a Talmud of Telz. Being a Talmud of Telz, you realize Telz in Litta, during the summer, the nights were very, very short. It was in Mitzoy Shabbos, Givenuch Abdullah Zukter, we decided to take a stroll, Mechutz Leir, outside of the city, and looking and strolling, says Reb Simcha, I saw something which was incredible sight. I never saw this in my life. Reb Simcha says, what I saw was Shkiyas Achama Neitz Achama Devasachas. I saw sunset and sunrise at the same time. If I were looking towards the east, I would be able to see some of the red rays of the sun struggling to come over across the horizon. The beginning of a Neitz Achama. If I look tomorrow towards the west, I would be able still to see some of the redness in the distance, which this still was indicative of Shkiyas HaChamah. And it was an unbelievable thing to be able to see the Batzachas at the same time, both Shkiyas HaChamah and Neitz HaChamah. Says Reb Simcha, I later realized that what I saw was actually a simon of an experience what we Klal Yisrael experience in our time in our tkufa. Because you realize, Rabbeisai, Klal Yisrael, not so very long ago, experienced that terrible, terrible Shkiyas HaChamah. A tkufa where Kilus Kedoshis were wiped out. Admoirim, Rabbonim, Goyim, Tzadikim, Balabatim Chasidim, Anoshim, Noshim, Etaf, Kilos, Kedoshim were wiped out. One can understand it was a terrible tkufa, it was a tkufa of Shkia Sachama. And at the same time, in a relatively short period, we're zoichet to see how Klal Yisrael was able to rebuild itself in unimaginable proportions. Actually, we saw the Netzachama of Klal Yisrael in an incredible fashion in L'mal M'derech HaTeva. Said Reb Simcha, what we actually saw was that simon that I saw in Tells turned and realized in fruition. We saw in our tekufa, we saw this tremendous phenomenon of both Shkiyas Achama and Netzachama of the Basachas. Who would believe that one day Yidden survivors would be able to make a chasen in Metnachzein Einiklech and the chasen of Machen Kinder, in Metnachzein Ir Einiklech and Azivata, when we're zoiche to see? This is clearly an unbelievable situation of seeing Shkiyas Achama and experiencing Netzachama at the same time. However, Rabbi Yisrael, it's not quite so simple. The fact is that every generation, every door has its own nisyonis. There were tkufas, yes, here in America, where there were nisyonis and Shemir Shabbos. Everybody knows about that. It was not an easy thing to be a Shemir Shabbos. A Yid who was ready to be a Shemir Shabbos was told if you don't come in on Saturday, they don't come in on Monday. And yes, we have to be makir toiv, in fact, to those Yidin who were the trail tracer, who basically blazed the trail, and because of their Shmir Shabbos and Mesiras Nefesh, made it easier for generations later than now. If you just want to be a Shemir Shabbos, one is able to be a Shemir Shabbos. I got with Simcha Wasserman also at Tamul Gezugt Azoi. The Vel Zugt Amul, Si Shvetz is Anayid. So Simcha said, Si Nishtemes, Si Shvetz is Anayid, or Mevilevim Viagoy. Otherwise, if a Mevilna, if a Yid really wants to live as a Yid, you have the freedom, you have the opportunity. But there were tkufa. There were tkufa that were associated with Shmir Shabbos. At the same time, there was a tkufa where we had nisyonis with kashrus. Everybody's familiar with Rabbi Yankov Yosef, the Rabbi Koydel here of New York, the tremendous milchamas and the fights and the wars that he waged against the establishment, against the unions of kashrus. And actually, he gave his life for that. And that shortened his life, as everybody knows. Yankov Yosef was an Adam Gadol who came from Lithuania, was supposed to be the chief rabbi of New York, and yet because of his Mesiras Nefesh trying to elevate the standard of kashrus, it didn't end. Tremendous nisyonis in kashrus. There was a tkufa, there were tremendous nisyonis regarding Taharas HaMishpoche. Even today there are still some mekayim shortage of mikvahs, but l'maisa, a mevilna, if the Yid really wants to have and to keep, to be able to observe Taharas HaMishpoche, it is very shy to do it. Baruch Hashem, in these situations, we have moved far, far ahead from the Yamulig and the Shoyness that we had to endure. However, Abba Yisai, the Bells, the Rebbe, the Choyim, the Rebbe, said it 60 years ago, our generation also has its own Shoyness. And he said the Shoyness of our generation is Chinuch Abonim. 60 years ago he said that. Because living in a time where technology is moving forward, the world is moving ahead at a very, very quick and a fast pace, the Nisyonis Hador of our time is as Chinuch Habonim to be Zoichet to be Mechanech children. And interesting, from a totally different cheder, also at the same time, said the Goyin Hador the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that the Sotan and the Yetzer Hara invest koiches, even on the Ben Torah, the Davke choose a Chavrusa, anybody but not his own children. You find that even Ben Torah, they just don't have a cheshit. Yes, they may have to do it, so they take 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but they just can't wait until the time is over. It's one of the tremendous nishoinis of the generation. Generation of our time, our nishoinis, Chodgzug de Belzeruv, and the Chazonish, is Chinuch Habonim. V'hoyu Rabbi Yisai ki yoyim ra'alechem b'neichem, mo'ahu avoyda azo yislochem, v'ayikoy v'om v'ayishtachvu. V'hoyu ki yoyim ra'alechem b'neichem, your children would ask, mo'ahu avoyda azo yislochem, v'ayikoy v'om, and the people bow down. Why did they bow down, says Rashi? They brought down because of Besuras Habonim. Because they had a Besura that's going to be children in Klal Yisrael. In other words, V'hoyu k'yoyim ralechem b'neichem. Oh, b'neichem, they're going to be children. V'dav gei m'shevach v'adoi. V'ayikoy d'om v'ayishtarvu. They bowed down because of Besuras Habonim. They heard the Besura, there's going to be children in Klal Yisrael. Frey ha'goyin ha'rav shach. Besuras Habonim. Was there any shortage of children in Mitzrayim? Adrabe. There never was a tkufa, a zman of ribui bonim as there was in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, you know, Chazal tells us that the Yifra, Vayifra, Vayifra, Moi, Rashi says there were Shisha Bekeres Echol. Each woman carried six children at a time. And they were Nisrabe L'malama Derech HaTeva. In a very short time, from Shivim Nefesh, we had Shishim Ribo and so on. There's no shortage of children. What's the Nisuris Habonim all about? What's the Vayikar Ruam Vayishtavu? There's no lack of children. There's no shortage of children. Rav Shach Zichrono Brocha said the following. He said, we observe the manner of chinuch in our time today. We see that it's not always Rabbi Yisai that fathers and mothers give birth to children, but fathers give birth to fathers. Why? Because children are not always interested to follow in the derech of the father. So mamela they aren't mekabel from the father. They themselves are independent in their own right. They themselves are like fathers. The definition of a ben means who is ready to be mekabel from his father. But unfortunately, all too often we see that there's the gap in the generation where the children are not interested to be mekabel from the parents. So it's not fathers giving birth to sons, it's fathers giving birth to fathers. Says the Pasuk, V'hoi k'yoyim ra'alechem b'neichem. There'll come a time where the children will say, Mo ha'voyde azoyt lachem tate. I'm interested in your menhagim. I want to understand the way that you are noyeg. Explain to me. I want to follow in your derech. Oh, that's the Surah Sabonim. That's the definition. We're going to have children. Children meaning who want to be mekabel. We're ready to follow in the footsteps and to continue to be mamshev, the hemshech hadoyeris. That is the definition of bonim. Many years ago, the Ponovich Rav said it very beautifully. He said, what is the difference, he says, between a yosoim and a doyer yosoim? He said, a yosoim is a son without a father. A doyer yosoim is a generation without children. And that, Rabbi Yisai, was the besura toivet. Where children, in fact, will be interested. They're going to question the father. Tata, I'm a mazbe, zugma. Explain to me. I want to be able to follow. I want to try to understand. That is the true definition of Boisai. That is Besuras Abonim. That is what it all means. We live today in a generation, in a time that one does not have to be a super intellectual or a philosopher to understand and to recognize that we, Rabbi Yisai, that without Torah we live in a bankrupt society. Torah in our generation, Rabbi Yisai, is not a luxury. But without Torah, if it once used to be said that without Torah you can't be a Yid, today we see that without Torah you can't even be a Mensch. We are living now in the 21st century. Look what happened a century before. The highest point of civilization. We saw the atrocities. We saw what's happening, and we look at the world around us today. All the colleges, all the universities, all the mekayimus of super intellect of civilization. We see the behavior, we see the lowest degradation of society in every area of morality. Of Yiddish Volto Gezuk, Ayidun Ashir, Ashir Nishkayid. A Yid Beklal is not Kevetim L'Teire. It's not just Teire that's missing from his life, but actually his entire Yiddishkeit on both sides is lacking and is wanting. Agurim Bel Apyander Kronenbrocher once pointed out, he says, when the Pesuk says, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, he says, listen, you're going to have, he says, a woman who has a closet full of many, many candles. She has 100 candles. Hundreds of candles! She does not have, Rabbi Yisai, she does not have a match to light those candles, not worth anything. She can have 1,000 candles, she can have 1,000,000 candles, she can have all the neighbors in the world. But if you don't have a match to light those candles, they're just not going to burn. Ner mitzvah. All the mitzvahs that you have is like a candle. But Torah is the Torah that lights those mitzvahs. Un Torah brennt die mitzvahs. There's no true essence of anything equality in all of your mitzvahs. Without Torah, Rabbi Yisai, we do not have a hemshech of Yiddishkeit. We don't have equality of Yiddishkeit. We bechlal don't have a civilization at all. The problem is, and yet we see, in many mekaymes, I spoke to a lot of Rosh Yeshivas about it, that as important it is, the essence of Torah in Jewish life, without that you can't be a Yid, and yet we find there are certain yeshivas that cater to mitzuyonim. So a tremendous avil today, yeshiva is not supposed to be a mitzuyonim factory. Enes, it's true there are some who have the ability to become mitzuyonim, zones of end, they should become. The tachlis of a yeshiva is to give an emoisir, whether it's a benois yakir, it's a beis yakir, whatever yeshiva. To bring out the potential of that individual child. And that is what we are here for. That's the tachlis of a emoisir of chinuch. It's not always measured. Little blood gemura, how much you know over there, how much you know over there. The idea is to be able to bring out the potential kolecha the vechel of being erkoi. That is supposed to be the yeshiva. That is the talkas of the yeshiva. Every child in Klal Yisrael Rabbeisai deserves the opportunity for a Torah chinuch. And that's the purpose of yeshiva, to be able to bring out the individual talents that every individual has. And I once said, and it's a half of a fella, I haven't found it anywhere because I think it's so poche. I believe that the shayrish of the word chinuch is from the word chayn. Because every child has a hidden chayn. The avoda mechanchos is to be able to bring out chinuches, bring out that chayn which is inherent, which is there in the pnimis of each and every child. The avoda of a yeshiva, b'siakoy, b'noisakim, is to be able to bring that out, to bring out all those hidden koiches that is inherent in every Jewish child. And the Mela Rabbi Sai, so we say as following. We say, V'chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem, you say it every day by davening, Al-tikra b'nayich ela b'nayich. What does it mean? How are we switching the words around? It says b'nayich. V'chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem. What's the Al-tikra? Ayin b'shloa kodesh, who says the general rule. Wherever Chazal say Al-tikra, there was a takasha, we try to be miyash of the kasha. I like to say, the dinner tonight, the message b'chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem, the Pasuk says every Jewish child is entitled Limud Hashem to have a chelik in Torah. V'chol bonayich. So the question is, really? What about the Shvacha Kinder? What about the Shvacha Kinder? Call us the rabbis. Call bonayich. All children. Bli Hepsik. Doesn't make a difference who. Call bonayich Limud Hashem. Every Jewish child is entitled for Limud Torah. What if he's weak? Okay, Chazal, I'll give you the answer. Al Tikra bonayich. When is it possible? Chol b'nayich l'mud Hashem. You know when? El b'nayich. You have to build the child. Many times, very often, yes, the child, afi nature, afi derech hateva, he does not have it. But that goof is your avoda. That's your tafkid. Your tafkid is b'nayich. Build it. The chol b'nayich l'mud Hashem. To be zeicha that all your children should be capable of learning Torah. You know when that's true? Al tikra b'nayich. To be able to have b'nayich limud Hashem el b'nayich, we understand the importance to build up each individual child to do that. One of the alchets that we say on Yom Kippur is alchets shekotonu l'fanecha bezilzul hoirim amayrim. Navada, this simple pshat is, what does it mean? Alchets shekotonu l'fanecha, Yiv gets up and says, Rabbi Nishloilam, please forgive me. I was chayte. I was not mechaved my parents. I was not mechaved my rabbeim, my mechanchos, my teachers. Alchayt. Maybe there's a deeper pshat. It's not Rabbi Sai, the Talmidim are saying alchayt. The children, I was mezalzel my parents. I was mezalzel in my rabbeim. Maybe Rabbi Sai, the parents and the mechanchim are saying bidui. What are they saying? We will mezalzel in ourselves. We didn't believe in ourselves. Many times the teacher gives up. I am not able to be mechanech of this child. That means that the teacher was mezalzel in his koyches. If you're a melamed, if you're a mechanech, says the Tanya, you are shliach like Moshe Rabbeinu with mekabel Torah in the Sinai to be able to transmit that Torah. Says the Tanya that every mechanech, every melamed, no matter who it is, is in the beginning of the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be that Shliach of Moshe Kibbul Torah, you are the Moshe of this generation. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Siyat of the Shemaya if you only do it right. You do it with love, you do it with ahava, you do it with understanding. So Mamela, come parents who are not successful, come Rabbeim who are not successful. Al-Khay Chigutonu Lufanecha, Bezilzul Hoirun Amayrin. We were mezalzel in ourselves. Parents say we were mezalzel in ourselves, we shouldn't have. Maybe if we would have known, would have believed, we would have used the right ways, we would have used the proper tools, we would have had the proper drogha, maybe we would have been more matzlich with our children. And Rebbeim said the same thing. Maybe we would have been more matzlich with our talmidim. So Mamela, Alchech Vatono Vanecho Bezilzul Hoyer Moed, Zom Mezelzul Givein in Zir, Zom Chigigleit in Zaira Koyches, did not believe in the Siyat of the Shemai that goes along when you are a mechanech and when you are a parent. The fact is, when you have a girl school, many of you who went to yeshiva might remember. There are many, many Talmidim that you might remember thinking, oh, this one, a tremendous Baal Kishon, he was a Masmid. And you say to yourself, you know what? I believe that this one is going to be a Godel B'Yisrael. But you know what? After that, he goes out of yeshiva, gets married. Nothing. So good as you give on to him. And then you find Talmidim with an average. They didn't tell me that. And you know what? And they became kosher people. I myself know some, many, that then give them bain in them. They were average Talmidim. And today they function as kosher Moira Hero. Yes, living here in Borough Park. Mamish kosher. Looking at yeshiva, I never would have predicted it. But there could be many reasons for that. But I think it's like this. The Gemara says, M'sochim Dav Mem Tes, Torah Tzivah Lo Moshe Moirosha. The Torah is a Yerusha for everybody. But here's again, another Al-Tikre. Al-Tikre Moirosha. Don't assume that the Torah is a Yerusha. Don't read it, Yerusha. Ela Moirosha. It means to say that Klal Yisrael's relation with the Torah is like it's a marriage. Kibyoko, Klal Yisrael's married to the Torah. There's an heiress. There's an inseparable bond. Al-Tikre Moirosha. Ela Moirosha. I think Rabbi said the message is like this. The Torah was given a Yerusha to everyone. If Torah asks you a question, if Torah was given to everyone, so how come not everybody's Matzliach? It's a Yerusha for everybody. One of the reasons is, Al Tikra Moirosha, it's not going to be a Yerusha. El Moirosha depends who you marry. Who's the wife that you marry? You learn yeshiva 20, 21, 22. But now you did a shidduch. Not always do you find a wife, someone who has the same Ashkenazi attire that you have. And a male, if she does not go along with you, it's not going to work. Instead of building you up, she may tear you down. It works both ways. That Rabbi Isai is the tachlis of the mokum, like over here. A moishet, b'nai siyanket. The idea is that al tikra moirosha el moirosha, that one can feel confident that the proper Torah in Avodah Yishmayim, which is being integrated in the Talmidim here in the Smokim, is a place that Be'ez Hashem and the Zoyfer can marry B'nai Torah. They will be the cause that the Koyches, that each husband, each Talmud had in Yeshiva, should not go to Yibu, should not get lost, but rather Adrabe, should be an Eze Kenegdoi, because Ma'oirosot, to be able to find the proper Shidduch. That's why you need a Mokim like this, to be able to be Mechanuch those Talmidim, that they should become the Moirosois, the Talmidim of Klal Yisrael in the future. Let me just conclude. We find Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Isai, thought he lost his son Yosef forever. So we find that the children desperately tried to console him. And then many years ago, at the Guru Convention, the Friday night, I mentioned this word. It's Kedai to mention it here again. The Pasuk says, Ve'akumu kol bono v'chol b'noisov l'nachmoy. The Pasuk says, the entire family, kol bono v'chol b'noisov, the sons and the daughters of Yaakov, they got up l'nachmoy, they tried to console him, they tried to comfort him, they tried to make it easier. Rabbi Isai, the Pasuk does not say what they said. The Pasuk does not say. I would think it would be very important for us to know, what did they say? Unfortunately, these things happen. These things happen. Tragedy happens in Klal Yisrael that parents lie there, lose children. What do you say to them? What can you say to them? But the Pasuk doesn't say what they said. The conclusion is, he refused to be consoled. This Kasher Rabbi Isai is being asked by the Rechaim HaKodesh. Rechaim HaKodesh asks this question, what did they say? And what the answer was? Nothing. So what did they do? So Rechaim HaKodesh says, and I'm paraphrasing of course, today's times we can understand it. See many times you see beautiful pictures hanging on the wall in your dining room, your living room, and you see Kenai Nahara, the extended family, it's very good to see children married, they have the married children, the Tzikikim, and the Medaigen, and the Kinder, and the Einikler. Can I know a very, very beautiful family, you post that on the picture. The children thought, listen, Yaakovina, you lost one son. Let's make a date to bring an occasion, the entire family, wherever they are, let's bring them all together, we'll invite Yaakovina, and we're all going to show them, Yaakov, look at the Gewaltige Mishpucha that told yourself. Look at the beautiful family. This should be a Nechama. Look, tremendous what you achieved. Look what you accomplished. Tenachoma that they tried is by Yakumu Kobono Bachabanoisov and Gibraltar and the Kinder. Yaakovina, look at me. Look what you achieved. Look how matzliach you were. That should be a nechoma. Says the Pasuk in Rechaim HaKodesh, Vayim boyen lisnachet. If one child is missing, there's no nechoma. I can have 50 children, I can have 60 children, maybe 100 einiklach, but if there's one child that's missing, Vayim boyen lisnachet, says Rechaim HaKodesh. There was a Rav Rabbeisai in Eretz Yisrael. They were saying it's Dvar Torah between the Kamara. He always said a different Dvar Torah. He happened to say this Dvar Torah. The Akumbo Kobon of Chabonais of the Nachmai to Enrichem Arad, that Yaakov Avinu, in spite of seeing the beautiful, beautiful family, but nevertheless, Vayimoy Mustachem refused to be consoled. Because why? Because one child is missing. Said the Rav, I was Moisif. Said Rav, I was Moisif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chok Ata Tate. The Rabbi Shem is Avinu Sheba Shemayim. And being that he is Avinu Sheba Shemayim, he also is crying. And even though today, Baruch Hashem, we have tens of thousands of the Neitoyer sitting and learning in Koilalim all over the world, as long as there's still one Yid out there that didn't make it into the Beis Medrash, and later there's thousands and thousands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still crying for them. He refuses to be consoled. If you can bring them all together. Because if one child is missing in Klal Yisrael, because Baruch is the Chok Tatate, Zavina Shiva Shemayim, Vayimoyen Vesnachim, said the Rav, I had a neighbor, an Israeli, very fry. I tried very, very often to be Mekarabim. Zhigangin, he's not interested in Yiddishkeit. That night, he came to Shul because he had Yotzeit. Kaddish he believed in. He wants to say Kaddish. So he came to Shul to say Kaddish. And he heard that Bar Torah. By Moim Vesnachim, that there's one Yid missing in Klal Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu cried for that Yid. Because Baruch Hu refused to accept Nechama. So he said, he went over to the Rav. He says, is it really true? Because Baruch Hu cares that I'm not a Yid, I'm not a Shem Shabbos. I'm not Kasher, the Klal Yisrael. The Rav really care. Is that the Rav really loves me, has the Ahava to me. The Rav really has a feeling. By Moim Vesnachim. If that's true, he says, I'm changing my life. This is what Torah Rabbi said, this is what did it. I think this is where we have to understand. That is where our tafkid here is as Yidin. To try, then the way we live, should be an oivishateshem shemayim misar val yodcho. That Yiddishkeit Rabbeinu should be contagious. Should be contagious that those who are not yet zoichet to see the light. But however, by observing the beautiful way of a life of Torah mitzvahs, should be something that's so attractive, it should be irresistible. And I conclude this time for the real time. Rabbeinu. You know, today, living in the world of modern technology, there are many, many kelim in order to measure. Everything you want to measure, how much water you've used, we know there's a gauge. There's a gauge, water bill. You want to know how warm it's in the room, take a look at the temperature. You want to see how much gas, how much is empty, how much is it, take a look, there's a gauge. Everything has a way to measure. Rabbi Isai, and Odom Godel said, Rabbi Yechai Meisler was Rav in Lodz, Tamul Yifreit, how do you measure a mensch? What's the yardstick? What is it? Can I measure? I'm a vil mesn a mensch. Vil mensch do this. If I want to measure a person, what's the kinemida? How do I measure vil mensch? Aggressor a mensch, a clemmer a mensch. How do you measure? How do you measure a mensch? Hote gezug. Ish ke matnas yodoi. As oifel mensch biste according to your matnas yad. You have an open hand. You have an open fist. You're ready to share. Just aggressor a mensch. If you have a clemmer a hand, tight-fisted, a kamsen, that must be a klaner mensch. Ish, the madrega of ish is according to Gemandas Yodoy. It's an opportunity to be mechazek, to be mishtatet in this binyan, in this Mishkan Hashem, which is machan of the future doors of Klal Yisrael. The boys will help that everybody's chis. In kiyam bechizik atoyer, which are all bizayche, lebonim lebonim oiskim betoyer bemitzes, mitachsim bechidanacha, sheva brocha vatzlocha, adiyad goyel tzelek mherob yemenu. Amen.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.